Joining us now from the square is one of the protesters, Musab El-Shami. Good morning, Musab.
Hello, good morning.
How long have you been in the square?
I've been here for the past 7 days.
You've never left, so you didn't have a problem getting in, and you didn't have your ID checked by the army at a checkpoint.
No, we did. I did leave at some point to go home or to get some medical treatment because pretty much everyone here got injured at some point. Yeah, I went home, but I've been coming back. There are a few inspection points being made both by the army and by protesters themselves, trying to keep the pro Mubarak thugs away from us. It's really nothing difficult to leave or get back in.
Well, Musab, let me ask you, for the past couple of days, we've heard that the mood in Tahrir Square was tense, that it was fearful. What is the mood today?
The mood today is absolutely different to the past couple of days, which have been very hard for us. It's like a festival today. Millions of people have replied to Mubarak's and Omar Suleiman's speech that we're a few group being led by foreign powers. Egyptians have flooded the square from every place. All of them ordinary Egyptians, most of them not belonging to any political party. It's very, like I said, it's like a festival here. People are chanting, singing the national anthem. The spirits are very high, and thankfully the pro Mubarak thugs aren't around the square.
Well, we hope that continues to be true and you remain safe there in Tahrir Square. That's Musab El-Shami, one of the protesters in Cairo's Tahrir Square now.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.